Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a Kalam Hey Simon Test, and we're talking about Lifnei Iver. So now, what he's being machshel him in this situation, not making a bracha, not washing one's hands, is not to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The rice a person is allowed to eat without a bracha. The rice a person is allowed to eat without washing his hands. These are mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So arguably, you're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan. You're being machshel him in an issur d'rabbanan. So that is not so simple. Many poskim feel that being machshel a person in an issur d'rabbanan is an issur d'raisa, even though the mitzvah or the issur itself is a d'rabbanan. But the idea of convincing somebody or abetting somebody, enabling somebody to do an aveira, even if it's a d'rabbanan, is an issur d'raisa. It's not better than giving him bad advice. A person giving bad advice in a non-mitzvah situation, he's creating a stumbling block, something the person shouldn't be doing, it's not good for him to do, and you're enabling him to do that. So that's called lifnei iver. So it's not a good idea to ignore the chachamim. That's a bad idea. So by you putting him in that situation, you're enabling him to do that. Okay, that's on the one hand. So we're dealing with good probability this is nisa deraisa. On the other hand, usually the situation is that the person can do it without you. He can get food himself, and therefore it's not what's known as trei avri d'nahor. It's not on the other side of the river that he can't get it himself. It's available. He has places to get food, especially if the person doesn't keep kosher. There's plenty of food available in many different places. Okay, now, is there an issur still at that point in time? So midaraisa, it's not lifnei iver. So there is an issur d'rabbanan, based on a Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak, of helping a person to do an aveira, called meseyeya. There's an issur d'rabbanan of meseyeya, of helping a person do an aveira, even in a situation which is not lifnei iver. Now, what is called helping? Is helping only if you do it, you're actively involved in it, or helping is even if you would passively enable it. So let's assume for argument's sake that helping means that you're helping, you have some involvement in the process. So in this situation, a person usually can make a bracha, eat food, get food without you. So the problem of not making a bracha exists independent of you. So the problem is misayaya. So you're helping him, but you are actively helping him by giving it to him. But there is an opinion which says that misayaya doesn't apply to somebody who is a mumr. So maybe we could argue over here that these people are considered mumrim, that they do aveiras. So there's no problem. The issur d'rabbanan of misayaya wasn't said on such an individual. Well, we'd have to argue that nowadays people have a din of a mumr, which that is quite questionable to say that people have a din of a mumr. So that's one consideration. The Rebbeinu Yonah, which we mentioned, says that you cannot give a person food without, he will not make a bracha on. Based on this Gemara, it talks about Netil Shadayim. But he says, if it's an oni, for situations of staka, it's permitted. Okay, so that's an important point. So how do you understand that halacha, that you're allowed to give to an oni for the purposes of staka, even though he's not going to be making a bracha? So the Magen Avraham says it only makes sense if we're talking about a case where it's a suffix, he might make a bracha, he might not. So you are, you've already have a mitzvah staka, the person is an ani, and you want to, as it were, exempt yourself from the mitzvah staka by saying maybe there's going to be a problem over here. So the suffix problem is not moitzi midei, does not remove yourself from the vadei chiva of staka. So, but in a case where he's vadei not going to make a bracha, according to the Magen Avraham, you would not be allowed, and the Taz as well, you would not be allowed, even in a situation of staka, you would not be allowed to give him the food. The Aruch HaShulchan follows the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Taz in this point. However, the Prima Gadim, the Bach, says even if he's vadei not going to make a bracha, you can still give to him. And there, we don't paskin like the Bach, but the Prima Gadim says it depends. If a person is not making a bracha because he's a rasha, so that's true. Then you should not give him food. But if a person doesn't make a bracha because he's an anus, He has no idea of understanding of the concept of a bracha, and not because of an issue of rishus. So then in a situation of staka, you're allowed to give it to him. That's the opinion of the Prima Gadim. And Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, paskins like this Prima Gadim. So in a situation where you have a mitzvah to give to the person, and the reason why he's not making a bracha is because he is an equivalent of an onus, he doesn't know better. So you can be makel, and you can give him the food, and actually you'd have a mitzvah to give him the food. The Midrash Chinuch says something along the same lines. In a situation where a person is a shogeg, so then there's not in not making a bracha, so that would not be the litna iver. And pashas he means a shogeg along these lines, where the person is close to an onus because he doesn't know better, he doesn't understand, he never learned, etc. So then, Reb David Feinstein says in this point, it's difficult to understand what exactly the logic is, but the Maisa, Mishnah Berurah passings like that. So Moshe builds on this idea of the Prima Gadim, and we'll talk about that, Bes Hashem, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.